USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods starting Monday. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. He says using tariffs as a bargaining chip in immigration and trade talks is a great tool.
Tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word.
He was interviewed on Fox News.
Republicans should love what I'm doing because I view tariffs in two phases. Number one, it's great to negotiate with because people don't want to be tariffed for coming into the United States. They don't want that. And number two, frankly, if they go on, you make a fortune because all the companies are going to move back into the country.
Some Republicans don't agree with him. Mexican and U.S. officials resume negotiating on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 181 points, the S&P up 17, and the NASDAQ up 40. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Taking a vacation this summer, USA's Tim Berg has tips on how to stay safe.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do, what's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checked into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lock. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Utah man is accused of threatening members of Congress. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story from Washington.
54-year-old Scott Brian Haven arrested this week after authorities say he repeatedly called the White House saying that certain representatives should be shot or should have their heads sliced off. Documents indicate that Haven made nearly 1,500 calls to the White House in 2018 alone. A U.S. Chief Magistrate judge finding Haven to be a danger to the community, and he was ordered to stay in detention until his case is resolved. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Air Force service member currently in federal custody has been charged in a 25-year-old cold case in which a 9-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and murdered. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Modern technology has allowed police in Missouri to unlock the 25-year-old case involving the brutal assault and murder of 9-year-old Angie Hausman. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lomer.
We're going to get several more leads that might draw a connection between Earl Cox and someone close to Angie. What we know now is that other than being in a physical proximity of where Angie not only lived but where she was abducted, there's no direct connection.
The 9-year-old was found dead 9 days after she disappeared in November of 1993 in the St. Louis area. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.